Some of you will know that I personally have had my share of serious illness and hospitalizations over the years.
你们当中有人可能知道我过去几年曾经是重病住院。
I know from personal experience that being the center of medical attention for any length of time can make us very selfish.
我自己有亲身的经历，如果我们有一种身体的状况，我们需要一直受到医疗的照顾，这种情形会让人产生一种自我中心。
I think something like that has happened on a massive scale across our culture.
这不仅是个人的，我想这样的一种情形也席卷整个美国的文化。
Of course, there's nothing new about selfish behavior.
我们知道自私的行为，这个不是一件新事。
But there is a way that this can be freshly addressed in these verses that deal with the true light of the Lord Jesus.
但是我们今天是要在神话语的真光当中来再一次看待这一件事。
I'd like us to see this together as I take my turn with your theme verse for this year and try to apply it.
今天我愿意在我们当中来继续分享这个主题的经文，并且把它应用在我们的生活当中。
So first of all, we want to talk about the true light.
我们先要来说真光。
There's a grand simplicity in these opening verses about the nature of God, yet they're so understandable.
在开始的经文里面讲到神的本性，这些话是这样的伟大简洁，但是又能够让我们理解。
This gospel doesn't give us the Christmas story, but instead it takes us back to eternity past.
这个约翰福音的开头不是给我们讲圣诞故事，而是把我们带到过去的永恒。
John is talking about Jesus, God the Son, who is called in this text the Word.
Yeah, 约翰说到道就是神的儿子。
He's in the beginning with God.
他起初与神同在。
He is God.
他就是神。
And through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Then the next group of verses talk about how God sent John the Baptist to bear witness to this.
那接下来说到神怎样差遣施洗约翰来做见证。
This was the most important event in human history.
这是人类历史上最重要的事件。
Verse 14 announces that that word became flesh and dwelt among us.
十四节说到道成了肉身住在我们中间。
John the Gospel writer is very careful to make a distinction between the Lord Jesus and John who baptized Jesus.
约翰非常注意要区分出施洗约翰和主耶稣他自己。
Both were engaged in the same movement of God.
他们都在参与了神的行动。
But see the distinction.
在他们当中大有分别。
John the Baptist was not the light. He only came as a witness to the light.
施洗约翰他不是那光，他只是为光做见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is one of the most important practical lessons that we can learn from this text.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们从这些经文里能学到最重要的教训。
It's what's hinted at with the words, He was not the light.
这里告诉我们说他施洗约翰说他不是那光。
And in just a few verses later, John the Baptist himself clearly states,
在几节经文之后施洗约翰他自己
He clearly states, I am not the light.
他自己宣告我不是那光。
I am not the Christ, he says.
实际上施洗约翰是说我不是基督。
Friends, there's only one true light.
朋友们，只有一个真光。
There's only one Christ.
也唯有一位基督。
I wonder how much strife would be prevented in the church or the home or elsewhere.
如果我们在家中、在教会或者其他地方，如果我们认识这一点，不知道会减少多少的纷争。
If all would surrender to this basic, humbling spiritual truth.That only Jesus is Lord.
如果我们真的向着这样的真理，我们来谦卑，我们来屈膝，我们之中就不会有纷争。
Then comes your theme verse, verse 9. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world.
回到我们主题的经文，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
What does John mean by calling Jesus the true light?
约翰称耶稣为真光，这是什么意思？
Remember that the Apostle John is an old man now as he writes this.
我们要记得说，当约翰写这个圣经的，写约翰福音的时候，他的年事已高。
It is approaching the end of what we call the first century.
已经到了第一世纪的尾声。
His gospel is not just another biography of Jesus. He has a specific purpose.
这卷福音它并不是耶稣的又一本传记。他有他特别的目的。
He wants to clear up false teaching about Jesus.
他要澄清那些关于耶稣的错误的教训。
And he wants to encourage belief in him as Messiah and Savior of the world.
要鼓励我们来相信他是以色列的弥赛亚，也是世界的救主。
When John calls him Jesus the true light, he's not meaning that he's true is opposed to all the false lights.
当约翰称耶稣基督为真光的时候，他不是说其他的光都是假光。
The word that he uses here for true means whole as opposed to partial or incomplete.
这里所用的这个希腊词与真所相对的是那些部分的，那些不完全的。
So this word would communicate what we use in the English courts today to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
这就像我们在美国、英国、美国，我们在法庭上宣誓的时候说的真相，全部的真相，唯有真相。
And in that sense, it comes to mean real or genuine.
所以他说到那个真实和实际。
John is saying that the light of the Lord Jesus is the real light beside which all other lights are imperfect or incomplete or even deceiving.
约翰说到我们的主他是那真实的光，而其他的光都是不完全的，是误导性的，是欺骗性的。
Now turn to Hebrews chapter 1.
我们来到希伯来书第一章。
We have in this text a similar teaching, but this time to the Jewish people.
他的教训是相似的，但是对象是犹太人。
The verse 1 affirms that God had used many lesser lights like Moses and the prophets.
在第一章里面说到
But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. There are a number of things in this passage that indicate that this is God's complete and final revelation of himself.
有些其他的经节就告诉我们说，这是神完全的、终极的启示。
For instance, his Son is heir of all things through whom he made the universe.
比如说又立他是那承受万有的，也曾借他创造出世界。
All began with him as creator, all ends with him as heir of all things.
一切因为他是创造出世界，一切都以他为始，因为他承受万有，一切都以他为终。
He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
他是阿拉法，他是 Omega, 他是始，他是终。
Who else could come along and give us anything better?
谁能来给我们更好的?
Then it says the Son is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of God's being.
这里又说到他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
How can you follow that with anything lesser?
你怎么能去跟从啊，比这更次一等的呢?
And then it goes on to affirm that after his ministry on earth,
当他已经确认了他的地上的事工已经完成。
After his death and resurrection that provide purification from sin,
当他从死里复活洗净了人的罪。
He sat down at the right hand of the Father on high, the majesty on high.
他就坐在高天至大者父的右边。
This is ultimately the message of the book of Hebrews to those first century Jewish Christians.
这是希伯来书对着第一世纪那些犹太基督徒的信息。
They were turning away from belief in Jesus because it was getting difficult.
他们从耶稣基督信仰里面 转移，因为对他们来说这很困难。
And so, the writer of the book of Hebrews says, What more can he say than to you he has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled?
所以希伯来书的作者说，对于我们这些已经以耶稣为避难所的人，我们 还能说什么呢？
John teaches the same thing, but his gospel is addressed to mostly Greek culture.
约翰所说的是一样的，但是他主要的听众是希腊的基督徒。
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
The Lord Jesus is the Word or Logos that became flesh.
耶稣基督是道成肉身。
In Genesis we read that the first word, the first Logos that was spoken was, Let there be light.
在创世纪我们所读到神所说的话，那个道。
And it was so.
要有光，就有了光。
And God the Son spoke that word. There it was. And only the true light could do such a thing.
神的儿子说话，事情就这样成就。只有是真光才能这样。
By calling him the true light, John is magnifying the divine glory of the Son of God who took on flesh.
当约翰称他为真光的时候，他是要让神的儿子道成肉身这件事显明出来。
It's a great wonder that the God of eternal glory should have such a great plan for sinful men.
当荣耀的神为罪恶的人有这样的一个计划，真的是何等的荣耀。
But such a wondrous truth intensifies the outrage of what comes next in our text.
但是这样的一个奇妙的真理就叫那些不愿意接受的人产生一个极大的抵抗。
The true light gives way to a true tragedy.
真光好像要为那些真正的不幸来让路。
This is in verses 9 to 11.
这是第九到十一节所说的。
What happens when true light comes into the world?
当真光来到地上，情形是怎样的？
We would like to think there would be a great welcome for the long-awaited one.
我们觉得说会有一个精心准备的欢迎仪式。
But we know the Christmas story and how baby Jesus was missed by most of the preoccupied world around him.
但是我们知道那个圣诞节婴孩耶稣这个被世界所错过了。
In time, his coming was even greeted by King Herod, who committed mass murder just to get to him.
当主到地上来的时候，迎接他的却是希律的一个大屠杀。
And we know the Easter story, how the official response to Jesus' first coming in ministry in Jerusalem resulted in their crucifying him.
我们也知道复活节发生的故事，当这个地对我们主的到来，他们的回应是钉他十字架。
Jesus, the true light, came into the world, and it is true tragedy because
当主耶稣来到地上的时候，所遇到的是真正的不幸，原因就是
even though he gives light to every man,
虽然他把光给每一个人。
This does not mean that everyone is automatically saved, whether or not they believe in him.
这不意味着说，不管这些人相不相信，他们都会得救。
That would contradict the rest of Scripture.
这和其他所有的圣经会矛盾。
This refers to what we call general revelation.
这就说到我们平时说的普遍启示。
We see it in Psalm 19, where the heavens declare the glory of God.
就像我们在诗篇十九篇说到，诸天述说神的荣耀。
We see it in Romans 1, where the Bible clearly statesBecause God the Son created all there is, God has left His imprint on creation.
也像在罗马书第一章，神所创造了万有， 他的永能和神性是明明可知的。
The creation stands as a silent witness to his existence and eternal power.
受造之物都在见证有神，见证神的永能。
Our text shows this in verse 5, back in John, verse 5, where it says that the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
我们回到约翰福音第一章第五节，那里说到光来到，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
In Romans 1, Paul is clearer on that point.
保罗在罗马书第一章也很清楚。
Even though the creation testifies to its creator, our human hearts suppress the truth.
虽然受造之物都在见证造物之主，但是人心却否认神。
We prefer to worship and serve the creature rather than the creator.
他们宁可去敬拜受造之物，却不敬拜那造物之主。
Saint Augustine analyzed this.
奥古斯丁有这样的一个分析。
He teaches that when the creature is worshipped over the creator, it ultimately means the worship of ourselves.
他说当受造之物不去敬拜造物之主的时候，最终他们所敬拜的就是他们自己。
That is the great root of sin, an inordinate or unreasonable self-love.
这就是一切罪的源头，是一种过度的，是一种无理的自爱。
He reminds us that in the end there are only two loves.
他提醒我们说，最终只有两种爱。
The love of self and the love of God.
要么是爱自己，要么是爱神。
And the love of self blinds us to God.
我们若是只有爱自己，那我们对神就是瞎眼的。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians,
保罗在哥林多后书说，
The God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers.
这等不幸的人被世界的神弄瞎了心眼，
so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
不叫基督荣耀的光照着他们，基督本是神的像。
This is only part of the true tragedy.
这只是那真正不幸的一部分。
As the text goes on, it gets worse.
当这个经文往下去的时候，我们看见更糟糕的。
Because God has gone beyond general revelation.
因为神还给他们特殊的启示。
He's called a people to be his own possession.
当他神召一个人完全属他，
through whom he could reveal who he is，
借着这样所召的来启示神的所事，
in a special revelation and ultimately reveal himself through his son，
神在特殊启示里启示他自己，最终他是用他的儿子来晓谕我们。
In doing this through the Jewish people he would fulfill the promise to Abraham，
在他如何的对待犹太人，要完成对亚伯拉罕的应许。
That all the world would be blessed through Abraham's seed.
万国都要因着亚伯拉罕的后裔蒙福。
Surely the ultimate word of God who became flesh would be received by the people who were actually looking for him.
我们说想当然觉得说道成肉身这件事情当然会被那些等候神的人所接纳。
But our text says he came to that which was his own, to his creation, and his own people received him not.
但圣经告诉我们说，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
It was true with them as it was true of the Gentiles.
在外邦人是这样。
Their foolish heart was darkened, and they did not acknowledge God's revelation of himself.
他们无知的心就灰暗了，他们不认造他们的主。
To acknowledge God means we must reject this oversupply of self-love.
我们要接受神，我们就要拒绝那个无知的自爱。
And we must accept His true light and love that will shine upon our dim hearts and expose our need.
我们要接受神的真光照在我们昏暗的心里，让我们知道我们真正需要什么。
And we must accept His true truth as the final authority over our lives.
我们要接受神终极的真理作为我们最终的权柄。
And also the fact that we as His creatures are all ultimately accountable to Him.
而且我们要知道说，作为受造之物，我们最终要向神负责。
We live in a day that glorifies the human aspect of things.
我们所在的时代，我们所荣耀的都是人手所造的。
Like scientific brilliance and technical genius.
像我们就会去崇拜科技的智能。
Or artistic talent and athletic prowess.
我们会崇拜艺术，崇拜体育的才能。
And a host of other things that crowd out our need for ultimate truth of the one true God.
所以这一切都让我们不能够真正的来面对我们需要神这件事。
And the true tragedy of this is that we are content to do this.
真正的不幸就是我们就满足于此。
I can't help but point out that just as the first century Jews had all their privileges,
就像在第一世纪的希伯来人，他们有一切的特权。
And they turned their backs on God.
但是他们却背向神。
The same is happening today.
今天也同样是这样。
Polls and social media watchers like to point out that many children of evangelicals,
所以我们会看到各样的民意调查，我们看见社交的媒体来告诉我们。
They're tossing off their Christian upbringing in favor of a life of self-love over love for God.
那里鼓吹的就是让我们在爱自己的当中却背向神。
Just two chapters later in the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音后面第三章，
Jesus boldly says to his rejectors and to any generation,
耶稣对说到这些拒绝他的世代，
Any who have had the Gospel light and have rejected it,
光来到世间那些拒绝他拒绝那光的，
Jesus says, this is the verdict.Light has come into the world.
耶稣说，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在于此。
But men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
世人爱光，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，因为他们的行为是恶的。
We could read at the end instead, because they are full of self-love.
这个在最后我们所读到的就是他们完全的爱自己。
Have you ever gone into a dark bedroom where there were late sleepers and pulled open the curtains and let the morning light shine on the sleepers as they put the covers over their head?
你们有没有这样的经历，就是你们到一个暗的房间里面有睡懒觉的人，然后你就把窗帘拉开，阳光进来，这个睡懒觉的人就会赶快把头蒙起来。
That is the picture of human response to the true light.
这就是世人对真光反应的写照。
Jesus was despised and rejected of men.
耶稣被藐视，他被拒绝，被人拒绝。
But beloved in the Lord, that is not the end of the story or of our text.
但感谢神，这不是最终的结局。
Instead, we see in the next verses true triumph, verses 12 and 13.
但是我们在下面十二节到十三节看到那个真正的得胜。
Remember verse 5, the light shone in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
我们记得在第五节说，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
Or the darkness has not overcome it.
或者另一种翻译是黑暗却没有胜过光。
I like the English paraphrase that puts it this way.
这里英文有一个转述，一个描写。
The light still shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out.
另一种的叙述就是说，这个光仍然照在黑暗的里面，但是那个黑暗从来不能够熄灭光。
Well, it's basketball season again.
现在又到了篮球的季节。
Most of us have seen those close games that were all tied up at the end.
我们看到呢，有一些比赛，它那个比分很接近。
And suddenly there's an interception.
突然就有一个断球。
and the player pivots and turns.
啊，那个抢到球的球员就转身，他向着对面的那个球篮。
He turns to his own team's goal, shoots, and wins the game with a last-second basket.
他转向他们这支队伍的目标，投篮命中，并且就扭转了整个的比赛。
The Bible pivots in much the same way on a single word.
啊，在圣经里面也是这样的一个转折点，啊，用一个词来描写。
In our text, it's the word yet.
啊，在英文的圣经里就是有一个但是。
Sometimes it's translated but.
啊，这个但是哈，在约翰福音第一章十二节，中文没有翻译出来，英文是但是。
Probably the greatest example is found in Ephesians 2, verse 4.
同样的，我们在以弗所书第二章第四节也可以看见这样的转折点。
There the words, but God.
然而神。
They separate everything before it that is depressing and dark.
在此之前，所有的一切都在黑暗的沮丧中。
Dead in sins.Slaves to lust, without hope, without God in this world.
死亡黑暗在最终捆绑。
But God.
然而神。
And everything after them changes to light and joy and the hope of eternity.
在此之后的一切都是光明中的喜乐，盼望，永恒的盼望。
So in our text.
啊，在我们所读的圣经里。
How troubling can it get?
会有怎样的困扰?
In grace, God has done so much to reveal himself to his creatures, only to be despised and rejected.
神已经把他自己如此的启示给他所造的,但是所得到的却是藐视和拒绝。
Yet to all who received him, to those who believed on his name, he gave the right to become the children of God.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Even in that first century darkness, grace was at work and people believed and received.
就在那第一世纪的黑暗当中，人开始相信，神也就赐他们恩典永生。
Friends, it is tempting in these confusing and selfish timesTo want to close ranks and not think about souls who are without God in this world.
在这个黑暗的时代里，人就通常自我封闭，他们不去想灵魂的事。
It may feel right just to orient our ministries and our attentions inward.
我们只把，即便是我们在事工里面，我们也把注意力只注意在我们自己身上。
And presume that no one wants to hear what we have to say.
我们也假设说，我们要去传福音，我们讲的没人要听。
We need this text to challenge us.
我们需要这节圣经来挑战我们。
Grace still works in the darkest of times.
在最黑暗的时候，恩典仍然做工。
We do not know who is craving for true light in a world so full of deception.
我们在这些黑暗，然后在沮丧的世界里面，我们不知道哪一位在那里渴求真光。
But we serve a sovereign and loving God who does know who is craving for such a thing.
但是我们所侍奉的是一位掌权的神，也是一位爱的神，他知道我们需要的。
We need to be ready and available to bear witness like John to the true light that lights every man.
我们要做好准备，也要像施洗约翰一样，为那光做见证。
We also need to see in this text that not everyone is a child of God.
我们从这些经文里，我们也看见，不是每一个人都是光明之子。
We are all creatures of God.
我们都是神所造的。
And as such, we have human worth and dignity.
所以我们有我们自己的价值，我们有自己的尊严。
But we are not naturally, by any human effort, capable in ourselves to become a child of God.
但没有人能够凭着自身的努力来成为神的儿女。
In fact, the Bible says we are children of wrath, objects of God's righteous judgment.
圣经说的正好相反，我们乃是可怒之子，预备好 为神的刑罚。
We become a child of God through receiving Jesus by faith.
我们是因着信神而成为他的儿女。
This implies transformation from above.
这是从上面来的改变。
It's not based on education.
这不是一种教育的改变。
Not on an emotional experience.
不是只是一种情感的经历。
Not by trying to make ourselves good enough to deserve the right to be a child of God.
不是我们做得足够好就可以成就配。
No, it is through faith, believing who Jesus is and what he came to do on the cross.
是因为相信耶稣的所事和他的所作。
It is where Jesus instead became a child of wrath for us. He took upon him our sin.
他耶稣站在了我们这些可怒之子的地位上，他背负我们的罪。
And God spent his wrath, his righteous wrath upon my sin while Jesus carried them.
当神对我们所有的罪的那些义怒都由我们的主来承担。
In the Lord Jesus, we become what we were not, children of God.
我们在主的里面，主耶稣的里面，成为我们本来所不是的，就是我们成为神的儿女。
Do you know what a privilege that is?
那是何等的权柄。
It's a position of intimacy.
那是一个非常亲密的地位。
It's a position of provision.
那是神承受神供应的地位。
It is a position of belonging.
是一个属于神的地位。
It's a place of protection.
那是一个受保护的地位。
And in Christ we have a family.
在基督里面我们有一个家。
There is no more exalted position than this.
没有一个比这更高的地位。
It's also profound and powerful.
它是一个非常有能力的。
The Apostle John says later in one of his letters, How great is the love of the Father that he's lavished upon us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are.
约翰在另一封书信里说，你看，神说啊，保罗说，你看神说赐我们的是何等的慈爱，我们得以称为神的儿女。
So what should this mean to us?
这对我们意味着什么？
We've all gone through such a prolonged time of darkness and uncertainty.
我们已经长久在黑暗不确定的里面。
We may not have a clear picture of how deep and discouraging our losses have been for ourselves, our neighbors, or our church friends.
我们对于我们自己、我们的邻居、我们的教会所失丧的，我们不知道、不确定。
There's much heartache.
对我们非常的难。
Much conflict.
有许多的冲突。
Much disagreement.
有很多的不同意见。
A Christian friend, our text today needs to help us to recapture the real joy and privilege of being a child of God.
这些圣经帮助我们要重新回到成为神儿女的那个喜乐的里面。
No matter how we've been hit by the difficulties of this life,
不管我们今生所遇到的困难是怎样的，
we're in the family of God.
我们是在神的家里。
And nothing can separate us from the love of God, our Father, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
没有人能够把我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在基督耶稣里的。
And another way we need to think about this.
我们还有一种的思想。
As we have received the right to become children of God,
当我们得到权柄成为神的儿女，
we each have the responsibility to bear the family likeness.
我们都有一个责任，就是我们要像在这一个家里的。
John also tells us in one of his letters, whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did.
约翰在另一卷书信也劝勉我们说，我们在他里面呢，就要像基督一样的行。
Do we bear the family likeness?
我们所行的像这一家里的人吗？
Paul says, be imitators of God as dearly beloved children.
保罗说你们要效法神，好像蒙爱的儿女。
And live a life of love just as Christ loved us.
我们也要爱人，因为就像基督怎样的爱我们。
And friends, we know that Jesus not only calls us to love one another.
我们知道说主不仅呼召我们要彼此相爱。
He even calls us to an enemy love.
他也呼召我们说要爱仇敌。
This transformation doesn't happen from merely human means, as verse 13 explains.
这样的改变不是从人来的，这里就是第十三节所讲的。
No human contriving grants anyone the right to become a child of God.
不是因着人意让人能够成为神的儿女。
It simply says we are born of God.
这里就是简单的说我们乃是从神生的。
Martin Luther said of this,
马丁路德这样讲，
It is just like creation.
就像正如神的创造。
God found nothing and then he made something.
神看见虚空，所以他就创造万有。
It's all by grace.
一切都是恩典。
We are born of God and receive and believe the truth about Jesus.
我们乃是从神而生，所以我们就相信而接受。
In the shadow of these tough months,
在这些困难的年日，
have you lost sight of the wonder of the personal truth that you are a child of God?
作为个人来说，我们有没有忽略了这样的真理，就是我们是神的儿女？
Or the corporate truth that you are one of the household or the family of God.
作为团体，我们有没有忽略这样的真理？我们乃是神的家。
Have you lost sight of the fact that the true light that comes into the world has shone upon you?
我们有没有让那个来到世间的真光照在我们身上？
And in the light of that monumental truth,
当我们看见这个里程碑的真理，
do we behave with the humility that makes true worship possible?
让我们所行的是不是真正的谦卑，让我们能够真正的敬拜。
And then true service to the Lord as well.
我们是不是真正的在那里侍奉？
Let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, help us to hear once again the prayer of Isaiah.
父啊，帮助我们一同再来听见以赛亚的祷告。
Come, O house of Jacob.
哦，雅各家啊，当来。
Come, O church of Jesus Christ.
哦，以色列，耶稣基督的教会，当来。
Let us walk in the light of the Lord.
让我们一同在神的光中行。
For Jesus' sake, Amen.
为主的缘故，阿门。